here's a story from The World.
Some major foreign policy news from the White House today. The U.S. is ending its support for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen. Yemen, as you know, has been engulfed in a civil war for more than 6 years. Nabil Nowera is an independent political analyst whose expertise is in the Gulf region. How big a deal is this, Nabil, the Biden administration pulling its support for Saudi Arabia?
Well, first of all, we need to understand that today is the end of the U.S. support for the offensive operations. So from that, the first takeout is that the U.S. has been supporting the offensive operations in Yemen for about 6 years. So today, that will be the end of it, hopefully. The second, I think, takeaway is that this is only for the offensive operations, which means that the United States will still support Saudi Arabia, maybe in defensive or other operations regarding the war in Yemen. Today, I think, is a big decision by the new U.S. administration. And I think this will increase the pressure on the Saudi Arabia on its attempts to end the war in Yemen. I think it's a matter of time when we will see the Yemeni parties, the conflict will come around on the negotiation table and try to reach a solution, a peaceful solution to this war, and hopefully end the whole military intervention in Yemen.
And what do you think could be the immediate impact of this news on the ground? I mean, first steps before peace actually breaks out.
I think that we will not see any immediate impact on the ground because this is more on the diplomatic level. As I said, it will increase the pressure on Saudi Arabia and its coalition to bring this war to an end.
Nabil, we should remember that it was the Obama White House that originally greenlighted the Saudi-led offensive in Yemen. Why do you think the Biden administration chose to go this route?
This is a very good point. And when Obama was the president, Joe Biden was the vice president. But I think the conditions now are different. Everybody understands that the war in Yemen has very devastating impacts on the Yemeni people with no success of any means for the Saudi-led coalition or even the other parties, including the Houthis or, you know, other Yemeni parties.
How do you think this could change the relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia? I mean, what will Saudi make of this withdrawal of support?
Well, I think we need to understand that Saudi Arabia wants out of Yemen. The U.S.-Saudi relationship is kind of maybe disturbed in some way, but also they, I think the two countries enjoy very strong partnerships on different fields. And I think this will eventually actually help Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has been wanting to go out of this war for a long time, but just waiting for a face-saving factor to get her out of Yemen. Maybe Saudi Arabia will be a little bit angry, maybe because it's not maybe consulted within this decision. But eventually, I think it will be helpful for Saudi Arabia. There should be a factor that will bring this war to an end. And if this will help Saudi Arabia take the decision to go out of Yemen and also to pressure the parties it supports in Yemen to go to the negotiation table, I guess this will be, by the end of the day, for the interest of Saudi Arabia, the U.S., and, of course, to Yemeni people.
Nabil Nowera is an independent analyst of the Gulf region. Nabil, thanks very much for your thoughts on this.
Thank you.